Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After spending 21 years inside prison for a murder he says he did not commit, Angel Echevarria is out today. A judge granted his release after vacating the life sentence in the 1994 murder of Daniel Rodriguez in Lynn. Earlier this month, the judge said Echevarria deserves a new trial because of the poor representation he received from his original trial lawyer. Instrumental in securing his freedom was the Brandeis University Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism, which investigated the case for a decade. For more, we're joined this morning by the Institute's founding director, Florence Graves. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you were celebrating last night with Angel. How's he taking the news and his release?
He's absolutely thrilled. He's been waiting for this for a very long time. He always felt, he had an inner sense that one day the truth would come out and that he would be released.
Some details. The murder victim in the case, Daniel Rodriguez, was shot to death in an apartment in Lynn. Echevarria was ID'd more than a week later by the victim's brother who was there at the murder. There was no physical evidence. What happened that the defendant was convicted, and where do you believe that his lawyer went wrong back then?
I think one of the things that happened is that the eyewitness, one of the brothers of the victim, he became very certain over time that Angel was in fact the murderer. And he had already picked out in photo arrays, he had picked out a different person who did not look like Angel, and he had picked this person out twice. And I think eyewitness misidentification is a huge issue. We know that there's now some impressive science that eyewitness identification is actually very, very fallible.
I understand that his defense attorney back then was being investigated by the bar during the trial and was later suspended. How come that didn't affect the case earlier? And should it have?
Well, I certainly think he should have declared that. I think someone should have known. Certainly the bar-to-board overseers, people were investigating him at the time, they had, you know, quite a few complaints about his professional conduct. The attorney never revealed this to Angel. He never revealed it to the court. And when we found this evidence, when we started our investigation, we found it quite shocking. But Angel had already been convicted by this time. And as you know, the system makes it very, very difficult for someone who has been convicted to get back into court and to have other evidence heard.
In terms of the question of his lawyer back then, do you think the justice system has improved in making sure that people have access to adequate counsel?
I do, absolutely. My understanding is that his attorney, Mr. Robeson, had never tried a murder case. He was not a court-appointed attorney, by the way. Angel and his family did not know that in Massachusetts, in fact, has one of the best defense systems, I think, in the country, the CPCS, the Council on Public Counsel Services.
Does Mr. Echevarria think he's out for good?
He doesn't know. He hopes so. As he said repeatedly, I'm innocent. He has said that from day one. He has consistently said that for the past 21 years. And he still is shocked that he was ever convicted. And, Bob, you know, one thing that this case is emblematic of is the fact that a large percentage of the people who have been found to have been wrongfully convicted, most of them are poor. And most of them, a disproportionate percentage of them, are minorities. They are African Americans or they are Hispanics. And we're beginning to understand, society is beginning to understand, that this is an enormous issue.
Florence Graves, thank you very much.
Happy to. Thank you for your interest.
Florence Graves, the founding director of the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism at Brandeis University, talking about the project which freed Angel Echevarria from prison after spending 21 years as an inmate for a murder he says he did not commit.